The oldest known skeleton showing signs of leprosy has been found in India and may help solve the puzzle of where the disease originated. The skeleton, about 4,000 years old, was found in northwestern India, and the skull shows signs of erosion typical of leprosy. The disease was first reported in Europe in the 4th century BC, shortly after the armies of Alexander the Great returned from India. The new finding fits in with the theory that Alexander's army brought leprosy back with them. Historians have long considered the Indian subcontinent to be the source of the disease. But a leading anthropologist argues that though this was the right period for leprosy to have spread from India to Europe, he doubts that Alexander's troops were the mode of transmission. More likely, in his view, is the possibility that leprosy arrived with women imported as slaves by ship from India to Egypt. 3 years ago, biologists reported the bacterium that causes leprosy seemed to have spread worldwide from a single clone. But for lack of sufficient samples, they could not tell whether the bacterium was disseminated when modern humans first left Africa about 50,000 years ago, or spread from India in more recent times. Anthropologists plan to extract ancient bacterial DNA from the Indian skeleton and hope it might resolve how the disease originated. The 4,000-year-old skeleton confirms that a passage in a set of Sanskrit hymns written around 1550 BC indeed refers to leprosy. This interpretation had been doubted because, until now, the oldest accepted written accounts of the disease were from the 6th century BC.